Blog Talk Radio.
God shows his mercy and his grace everywhere.
Hey, yo, sis, what's going on?
Hey, sis,
what's going on? Nothing much. You know, just taking it one day at a time. You know, that's all we can do, especially in this pandemic we in right now.
It's been good.
We gotta still look at the you know, the positive things around all the negativity, because if you don't, you know, it'll take you to a whole nother place if you don't, like, look outside the box, right? So what
this
I wanted to do is
get feedback on my phone. Look, I'm going to hang up and call back in. Because this is driving me crazy, stupid phone.
No problem. So while you do that, I'm going to just play one of your songs then.
Yeah, and I'll call right back, like 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right, sis.
This This is one of Amari's songs right now. We're having technical difficulties, but, you know, the devil don't want us to, you know, give God his glory, but we going to give it anyway. This one song by Amari.
How can I explain the pain? Why sometimes there's so much rain? This madness that this world contains. What does it take to make a change? So many souls these guns proclaim. I pray for you in Jesus' name. Peace in your heart you will sustain. One life to live is not a game. Think twice, this decision made. Walk in faith, don't be afraid. When Jesus rose from the grave, he is that providing shade. Don't forget the role was played. Don't forget how you got saved. Did he ever let you fade? When the price is simply paid, highlight that he's all knowing. He tells you when you're growing. You're feeling when it's showing. Your spirit starts is glowing. Remember, reap what's sowing. You feel the wind that's blowing. The blood that's freely flowing. Jesus, he keeps us going. Don't get it twisted. Be optimistic. Look deep inside. Please see you are gifted. Look in the mirror. What is depicted? Praise God always. Keep your hands lifted. So many scared. World has shifted. God is amazing. Work is mystic. Many choosing. Crazy ballistic. Oh boy, kill them. Unrealistic. True definition of what's a real hater. We have to live now. Never guaranteed later. Keep a close eye on doing people favors. Friends turn to enemies. Cold eyes glacier. Keep your friends close. Enemies so closer. Cause you never know when the devil pulls up on you. This is no time for stars over Yoda. Drink the word daily like you drink soda. Tell me, is it worth it? Do you have a purpose? Tell me the truth. Do you really feel worthless when you hurt those that's not deserving? Forgiveness is something you should be searching. Your evil inside, your spirit is burning. Any of this, are you really concerning? Watching that butter, you mixing and churning. Around comes around. Better say a prayer. That God shows mercy. Pray that he's fair. Repent from your sins. Know that he cares. Won't put more on you than you can bear. Highlight that he's all knowing. He tests you when you're growing. Your feeling when it's showing. Your spirit starts is glowing. Remember, reap what's sowing. You feel the wind that's blowing. The blood that's freely flowing. Jesus, he keeps us going.
Highlight that he's all knowing. He'll test you when you're growing. You feel it when it's showing. Your spirit starts it glowing. Remember, reap what's sowing. You feel the wind that's blowing. Your blood is freely flowing. Jesus, he keeps us going.
Now, that song was D-Dope. That's what I'm talking about. You got to give God his glory. Too many people out here not giving him his glory, but it's all right, though. You know, they got to get on that level to where they don't care what nobody think or what nobody say. Let it all out. Just let it all out. So you got to be free indeed to do something like that, sis, right?
Man,
I don't know what's up with this feedback, but we just gone.
We just going to work it out the best way possible. Lord, the devil is a liar today, tomorrow, and forever.
Exactly. We bind him up right now and get up out of here.
But I will say with that song, though, that's funny you played that one, because that is the song that I was recording, and the mini stroke happened.
Oh, wow. And I was just going to ask you, what made you record that song? See, look at God. Come on. He know how to put the dots and connect it all together at once. Come on. Well, let's go to it. Let's go.
That song. I found an instrumental that was originally on YouTube somewhere. This is before Blaze reconstructed that beat. That's Blaze's version of the reconstructed version of what I originally heard.
Right.
So when I heard that track, I'm like, I just kept thinking about, like, pain, but I kept thinking, like, how do we elevate from the pain? So how can I explain the pain? Why sometimes there's so much rain? This madness that this world contains. What does it take to make a change? Like, it was on the
a real roller coaster, like something like at Magic Mountain for me.
Right.
And it's right after you get to highlight that he's all knowing. He tests you when you growing. You feel it when it's showing. Your spirit starts to glow. Like you're going at the very, very top of a roller coaster. And as soon as that Jesus, he keeps us going, it's that drop.
Right.
And now it was kind of like going through. Yo, we. Trials and tribulations of life, how it really is not one steady move in life. And everything happens for full purpose of a reason, especially when you are brought into a calling. And once we recognize the calling, but recognize why it's all possible, I think that's finally when we get it. We are nothing without God being in the middle and all through it, because that's the only way to get through life is go through it. There's no over, there's no under, there's no in between. It's you got to go through it. And I think the highlight of that song is reiterating, highlight that he's all knowing. He tests you where you grow. I think that's just a highlight of it, because every time you grow in your spirit, it's not just a physical change. It's the spiritual transformation that you go through. You go from this hardened cocoon to what that beautiful butterfly is supposed to be. If that makes any sense,
it definitely makes sense.
So that song right there, sis, I'm glad you played that song, because that song is very, very emotional for me, but in such a powerful way, because it always reminds me I'm never going to forget when I called on God, because I'm sitting in the and that's crazy. I'm sitting in the same place where the mini stroke occurred as I'm talking to you on this phone.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I'm glad you, if you played any song, I think that's my shortest song I probably ever have. But in shortness is so much power.
Exactly. Like, it's like, you know, we've been doing songs together for a minute. It don't matter the length, it's the message and what's behind the reason for writing that song. You know what I mean? Even if it's like a minute and a half or something like that, it's that them lyrics between the finish, I mean, the start and the finish, that what really impacts and hits you. You know what I mean? Because, like, a lot of people right now in the music industry, they make music. It's no power behind it. It's just like, oh, they coming up with something, you know, to impress or please other people. But then it's people like us that, you know, we make music because what we go through, and, you know, we want to bring wisdom and knowledge to other people around. So it's like, it's the power, but it don't get a lot of recognition, but it's okay. God still uses it to get his glory, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. In the midst of a pandemic, what he's showing a lot of us, he still want to take us higher in him, regardless of what our circumstances are.
Correct.
But a lot of people are afraid to embrace it wholeheartedly, because it requires a discipline that necessarily doesn't agree with, you know, most of everybody at first.
Right.
But once you start understanding the sculpture, then you start understanding
divine purpose in the sculpture and why you are basically killing your old self away. But people are afraid because people are used to comfort. People are used to just same old, you know, no growth, you know. But somewhere, that's when God really smacks you in the face to dead on get your attention.
Man, tell me about it.
And at that point, it's kind of like, if you truly are not going to listen, he going to show you a hard make a soft,
right.
Yeah. But in life, we do need those spiritual weapons, for real.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Because if we don't, God says turn from our wicked ways. If it ain't for the spiritual whooping, sometimes we don't get that spiritual awakening to walk away from the things that are going to lead us in eternity of hell.
True. And that's the problem, what I think, with people now. Like, they don't want to, because, you know, when you walk with God, you have to it's not really about you anymore. It's like, it's what God want me to do. It's like, even if I don't want to deal with this person or that person or deal with any situation that I go through, he's not going to take it away until you learn to deal with it or learn to overcome it. So it's like, what I see in the world today, nobody want to actually change. I mean, you have very few that do, but God has to take people through some really challenging moments just to get their attention to change. Like you said, in this pandemic, God has given, God is actually wanting a lot of people to actually depend on him. Like, you know, I mean, he still has money flowing out here, and, you know, I think as long as the money flowing, like, you know, people really don't even care about a relationship with God. Now, if the money wasn't flowing, then I think people would actually seek God to get a relationship, because then without the money flowing, who else could they depend on to give them what they need?
And it's interesting because that makes me think about what people truly value.
But also
what direction of your purpose? Temporary things. Oh, go ahead, sis. I told you it's this feedback, so everything I'm catching a couple of seconds behind is retarded.
Oh, nah, you good? Go ahead, finish explaining what you were saying.
People feel money has a purpose, but it's still in the value of being materialistic. And if they can't see past materialistic value, then you cannot understand divine value at no cost.
That's true.
And it's always crazy because obedience has been all through the week. I think the highlight of this week has been obedience. Because it's been more and more of greater sacrifices.
Ooh, Jesus, they coming.
And when God pushes you to that, and I won't say to a limit, but more so challenge you. The people who hold on to the materialistic value would be like, nah. For instances, we're too black owned. I just like to put that on the radio. We're too black owned businesses. Thank you very much. And we have to sacrifice $800, people. Y'all want a business lesson? We about to give y'all one right now. Lord Jesus, bless both of our businesses. Seriously.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
$800, people, for a California LLC. Look, this is not a joke. This is for real. And we need to pay this by, I think, either next month or June. Look.
And the only person we could depend on is God to make a way.
Oh, Lord, ain't he the one who's been putting all the connection of the dots? Lord, I've been, Lord, remember I just talked about that roller coaster building up to that drop. See, there go that drop, sis. Oh, Lord. Girl, I'll be over here on the floor, falling out in slow motion. Oh, Jesus, help me.
But you know what? It's like, you know, they say if the dream is small, then, I mean, if you're not scared of the dream, then it's too small. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when we first did it, I was, you know, I was scared. I'm like, wait, hold up. Like, you know, I want this, but in the process of wanting it, now it's here and I'm scared. And I'm like, wait, but whatever is connected to the purpose in your life with God, he's going to make that happen anyway. So it's like I had to learn, like, you know, God never gave us the spirit of fear. You know, that's the devil. And God wants us to trust him because he gave us the vision. He gave you your vision. He gave me my vision. And he's going to bring it together if we just, you know, trust him, because he's not looking at how much money we have. He's looking at how much trust and faith that we have in him to bring it to pass, right? So it's like, yeah, we need that money, you know, coming soon. But, you know, God already worked it out to where we don't even have it, you know, when that time comes.
Exactly. So the average person is not going to sacrifice $800, no matter what their minimum or maximum budget is, if materialistic value is the purpose.
Exactly. Like, they rather have Jordans. They making Jordan richer.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Jordans. You know, I love that stuff. But it's like, right now in this time, it's not about that right now. Like, and that's what God is showing people. Come on, stop. Change your mentality. Think outside the box. I have greater and better things for you if you stop focusing on this little piece of material to try to impress somebody else that probably ain't even thinking about you.
Right, and it's interesting on how it goes, because the average child, okay, I'm not going to say the average child, because even average children do what they're supposed to do. Let's say the below the average child out there doing whatever, disrespectful, whatever, but yet we're still putting Jordans on their feet. Wait a minute, hold up. But
exactly.
We got to start making more common sense. And it's interesting because you and I are not parents as of yet, and it's for a reason. It's probably for what we're doing, but it's going to be, when they do happen to come in this atmosphere, it's going to be a whole different type of upbringing, because the old school factors are going to be sticking to the roots. So we can now have a generational change where it ain't the kids think they finna run the household. Excuse me? Look, we about to go back to the old school. Lord, in the name of Jesus, tell this kid to go pick his switch off of this tree.
Girl, and that's what I think is lost today, though. It's not a lot of discipline in the kids nowadays. That's why it's so many kids growing up disrespectful to their parents. I mean, you know, in our age, our generation, it was more discipline. Oh, you couldn't talk back, you know. You're going to get slapped in the mouth or something going to happen. And right nowadays, a lot of our generation as parents think that's, like, funny and, like, oh, your kid grown at a young age, some think that's funny and they run with it. But in reality, they going to take that as they grow up, and it's like, if you don't change it when they're younger, it's going to go up to their childhood, and they're going to be the same way. That's why the Bible says train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and they won't, you know, depart from it. So if you don't train them at a young age, then they're going to grow up to be just like they were when they were young. And then too, sometimes that you do have parents that do train their kids up, but the devil comes in, too, while they're growing, to detour them another way. And if they don't stay rooted on how you raise them, then they're going to be, you know, disrespectful or, you know, just crazy with it.
Right, definitely misguided.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, following that, now maybe a couple years ago, because I know they closed the school location now, but when I was dealing with the troubled youth, oh, those are another, they still use, don't get me wrong, but they are another type of, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's a special way that they have to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
They don't trust anybody.
No,
because they have been through some very ugly different things. And then when they finally, because they wanted to try to push me to my limits, you know how kids are. They want to feel like, oh, let's punk the new adult. And that wasn't happening, especially a lot of these kids were saying that they were from watch. And then when they find out cross-reference, you know, we know some of the same people. Oh, no, that whole level of respect came in a different type of way. I am not scared of none of y'all. It's not happening. No. And I'm not going to put my hands on none of them because I know how to restrain myself and I don't need to put my hands on no child. But
exactly.
The fact that you gonna understand my demeanor, my whole demeanor is different. Matter of fact, this is the school Mr. King was at before I think he transferred to another school. But it was a couple of them called themselves gang banging, whatever, whatever. And was very, very disrespectful to Mr. King.
Oh, wow.
And then Mr. King got my attention, and he was like, well, Lovey, do you mind talking to whoever the guy was? And I'm like, it's funny because I didn't say anything. I didn't say yes or no. I just stood and I just looked at the kid like, you know, one of them piercing looks.
Right.
And his spirit was intimidated by that. And I told him, I said, I want to have a conversation with you because a little, like, little stuff that you're doing is, like, totally out of line. Like, this is your last chance before you in jail or you dead. Like,
right.
And after, like, that, it's funny because I had my own communication with each of them. Because they start opening up to about the wounds of their life. One young lady, she shared with me that she was kidnapped and raped.
Mm. Wow.
And it was a lot of youth mothers, like starting at like 13, 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I connected with them just on a spiritual level because they knew that I rap because me and Mr. King would play around and rap and stuff, but they would listen to the message and the messages would come whatever spirits that are within them that they going through because they going through crazy households and everything.
Right.
So to have a connection with each of them, that's the factor, the way I had to leave, it was crazy. But that still made a difference, me being there and me not being there, because a lot of those kids start getting into their musical side or the talents that they did have and focusing on their better side because they're so used to hearing things like, oh, they're stupid, they're dumb. They're used to hearing toxic behavior. I feel like it's almost as toxic as if someone was, you know, a foster kid. So they hear the same type of toxic behavior, and you don't know what's going to set them off.
Right.
So it was cool to at least connect with some youth to show them that you are better than what you're trying to make yourself be.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I think now. It's not a lot of people around to actually guide the youth. Because, like you said, a lot of people don't trust people no more. a lot of kids don't trust people. You know, they go off vibes. If your vibe ain't right, then, you know, I don't want to be around you. And that's what I think a lot of kids and don't want to come to God right now is because of, you know, they don't trust the people that's in the positions that's saying that, oh, that's teaching about God. Because if, you know, even if you're teaching about God, I can still feel your vibe. Your energy and your vibe tells me everything. And, you know, we living in a generation where it's like, if we ain't, if it ain't connecting and it ain't that vibe is not there, then we ain't there.
I totally agree with you 100%.
And it's crazy because I was listening to Bishop yesterday, and he's like, oh, we just lost this generation. And he's saying because people are, you know, like, for instance, he was talking about rappers and, you know, how they out here making money with the cars. You know how they do the video. It's just repeating itself with the girls in the videos and shaking their booties and the cars with the rims and the big houses. And he's like, well, if y'all, if they just come into church and y'all just talking about money, you know, they already getting that outside in the world. So it's like, you going to lose them if you're just talking about money because they out in the world making money. So it's a different it's a different avenue you got to come and bring this generation in. And what I think is, I believe hip-hop is so powerful, and the messages that some people bring are so powerful, and that's what's going to get this generation of ours in and the follow after that, because a lot of them are so in tune with music, you know what I mean? And that's what's going to catch them. It has to be something different following generations that's not in this church right now. That's why you don't really see too many youth or young adults going to church now. It's because it's something that God is going to use differently to bring this generation in. And if people keep blocking that from coming, you'll never get the next generation to step up to where they need to be to for the next generation after them.
I totally agree. I'm sorry, girl. It's that crazy dog barking.
Look,
I've been trying to mute all sound as much as possible.
It's okay. You know, things happen. It's all good. You know how the devil works. Don't want the messages to get across and stuff, but you know the devil is a liar. We work through all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. He barking because he's feeling it. You feel me?
Or he might be barking because he's hungry. I hope it's the first one, not the second one.
Exactly.
Like, somebody feed me. I'm out here.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Man, and it's like, you know what? It's crazy because I'm gonna play clap your hands. I got it on here too. So because you know we've been doing music for a while, poetry and music since 2010, and you know we've been through so much between then and now. It's just crazy that how much, you know, growth we got in God and how much wisdom we gain. And it's like, you know, going through stuff, and you have to depend on God for things. You know what I mean? You can't just do it out on your own, especially when you're gifted, you know, and being gifted, you have to stay connected to God. Look what happened to Michael and Whitney. Like, you know, the devil had them, caught them like that because they didn't have their connection to God. They were so gifted, you know?
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and play our song Clap Your Hands that's coming on our new album, you know, Poets Inc. Chronicles, Pandemic Chronicles.
COVID-19 Pandemic Chronicles.
That part right there. So I'm going to play that and we're going to be right back.
Right there. Thank you.
Clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. Washed in the blood and through his love, now I'm feeling so free. He healed my soul and made me whole, and now I'm shouting victory. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. Washed in the blood and through his love, now I'm feeling so free. He healed my soul and made me whole, and now I'm shouting victory. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me.
Come praise the Lord with me, so we can continue to have victory. God make ways that the eyes can't see. Blind third eye see vision, not only sight. Let's praise the Lord, get our minds right. Devils can't defeat thee, we will have victory. Devils can't defeat thee, we will have victory. Never let a soul replace your relationship with God. Being among aliens, things seem odd. Give God glory, he deserves the applause. Give God glory, he deserves the applause. Open your Bibles, read your daily bread. Every day look forward to keeping our souls fed. Devils play with our thoughts, his plans are mind games. Devils are lame, out of control, can't be tamed. Walking around seeing who's the next victim to blame.
Clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. Washed in the blood and through his love, now I'm feeling so free. He healed my soul and made me whole, and now I'm shouting victory. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. Washed in the blood and through his love, now I'm feeling so free. He healed my soul and made me whole, and now I'm shouting in victory. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. Here's my question, so are you ready? Poets sing bars, about to get heavy. Name's Amori, don't call me Betty. Flow's mythical, like there's a Yeti. Sweet tasting, like a strawberry. Tongue cut slice, like the claws of Freddy. Gotta live your life, one day rock steady. Praise the Lord Jesus, pop this confetti. Some sitting back, too many playing. Get your armor on, demons start slaying. Weak in your soul, time to start praying. Are you listening to what God is saying? More than just hip-hop, no time for no flip-flops. P.I. make this beat knock. Time in, it goes tick-tock. Clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. Washed in the blood and through his love, now I'm feeling so free. He healed my soul and made me whole, and now I'm shouting victory. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me. Washed in the blood and through his love, now I'm feeling so free. He healed my soul and made me whole, and now I'm shouting in victory. So clap your hands and do your dance and come and praise the Lord with me.
That's that Poets Inc. track right there. Clap your hands, do your dance, come and praise the Lord with me. Washed in the blood and through his love. That's that banger right there. They ain't ready for that though, sis.
No, I don't think they were ready. I don't think I was ready for that, but you know, you know how that goes.
Exactly. But see, that's the thing, right?
I heard that beat.
Say that again. Yeah, what you had said?
Hello. Oh my gosh.
See, the devil just all up. He back up, devil. In Jesus' name, get up out of here right now.
Right, because, my phone's making my search and find some. Come on, man.
Exactly. So what made you come up with that chorus right there? Because, you know, everybody can't do all that. You know what I'm saying? Some people choruses is, you know, it majority talking about money or, you know, calling people out their names and stuff.
Oh, that's interesting, because that beat just made me feel that way. I'm like, hey, wait, I'm like, shut
up. It's like a clubhouse.
Go ahead, sis.
No, I'm saying it's like a club hop beat, but you made it into a, like, praise beat, like, you know, to make the people feel it, too. Like, you know, we ain't in the club. We up in here praising God, and, you know, we could still get crumb, too, praising God. We ain't got to be in no club praising God.
Exactly. That beat was just amazing. I think that is a big Bad Wolf production beat, if I'm not mistaken. And he got some fire for real. And I'm like, okay. Because originally I was supposed to sing in that chorus, but I'm like, it made me want to attack it. If I got to sing, maybe, but if I'm always pushed, my spirit feels like, okay, you can just create a different flow and lay out a chorus. But if sometimes my spirit tells me, hey, you need to sing that, and I'd be like, oh, no, I don't want to.
But you know, you gotta go to where you lead to. Like, you know, even with me, like, I would, like, some of the choruses and the verses that I rap now, when we started this album, I'm more singing on it now instead of, you know, rapping. And I'm like, wait, hold up, what didn't happen up in here, you know?
I totally agree. In some songs, that'll be some singing, but until I probably get my whole singing voice in the way that I want to, dedicating an album to singing, probably maybe in a couple years. We'll check on that. But
you gave yourself too much of a little song. You talk about a couple years, and you'll get your mind right. Nah, just
you know, give me some, you know, give me some time to, you know, warm up and use that diaphragm the way that it needs to be. And
no, I definitely get it though. Definitely get it, because, you know, it took me a while to start that too. I used to be like, what you mean? I'm finna attack this, like, you know, I ain't singing, but it's like now it's more. I'm like, I'm more soft with it. I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but you know, I thank you for, you know, because you know, a lot of people is not like multi talented. You know what I mean? And it's like, to be a triple threat is crazy. And then that's why we go through so much, you know, even through our journey from 2010 till right now. We've been through a whole lot of stuff people wouldn't even imagine that we've been through. When we used to go out and perform, how people used to do us just because we females rapping in the game, you know what I'm saying? But that never stopped us, you know, like, oh boy, when we was at the park, and how he came and told me to hold my mic. Like, hold up, how you gonna tell me how to hold my mic? You ain't up here delivering nothing, son.
Boy, they hated that, because we went to the people that went to the paycheck.
Exactly. They didn't like when you went to the paycheck. It was too funny, too. That was crazy.
It's like, look, I know how to go over your head, sir. You are not responsible for paying your own bills. Stop playing with me.
No, seriously, and they think because, oh, we're not in the industry that you could come at us any kind of way. And it's like, no, you can't do that. Like, just because we're not in the industry, we are very equipped and got so much wisdom that you don't even know that we have. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't judge my skills or my excellence off of being in the industry and somebody signing me to a record label, because everybody that is some gifted people that's not even signed or in the industry at all, you know what I mean? And it's
exactly.
They killing more people that's in the industry right now with lyrics and bars, but it's not, people don't really want to hear something that's going to educate them. They want to hear something that's going to make them act a fool.
We'll just give them a little bit of a posting fun fact. In the midst of that whole us performing in Wise, shout out to our city all day. We were the opening act. I know. It gets no better than two Watt City women to open up for a Watt City park event. That's dope. But then we also We also got to autograph a CD. A lot of people don't even notice. We got to autograph a CD because Miss, rest in peace, Miss Della Reese, but you know what I'm talking about, sis.
Exactly.
People don't know, like little things like that, like.
Exactly. You know, they don't know what the trenches is like. Man, we did been out 3-4 in the morning waiting on the metro to start back up to get home.
Man, hold those days.
But don't get me wrong, I loved all them days, you know what I'm saying? I mean, waiting on, it's just something you have to go through to get to where you are going to. And it's like people don't want to go through the process of getting to, they just want to hand it to them. And it's like when you have things handed to you, then you won't learn anything if it's just handed to you. So like right now, this generation, they want things microwaved. They want to give it to them. They don't want to work hard for it. So it's like, if you don't want to work hard for it, it ain't going to impact or influence as much as it would. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know, but I love it. Even through all that we've been through, God has still been good. He, like even when we came from shows, you know, yeah, we used to perform in clubs and stuff. You know, God brought us out of that, but we were still performing in clubs, churches, parks, wherever God had us going at the time to perform to get the message across. And then we had people coming to us saying how much we blessed them with our music. You know what I'm saying? And then you can see when people hate and they don't really congratulate you or stuff like that. But we ain't there to please people. We there to deliver what God put inside of us to deliver to the people. You know what I'm saying? And then I think being women and too from Watts, that people are intimidated because they think just because you're from Watts, you don't supposed to go nowhere with yourself. You're supposed to just stay in Watts. But no, it's some talented people in Watts, from football to basketball to rapping to singing. Like many people that we went to high school and Markham Middle School with, a lot of people passed away. A lot of people, talented people, passed away. Why? Because the devil knew what they had inside of them, and they knew what to put in front of them to keep them from getting to the higher level that they could have exceeded to.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it's crazy, though. You know, we need more people that's going to help people elevate, not to keep them down. You know, if you see somebody that have a, you know, might be better than you in certain areas with their talent, that's not a reason for you to be jealous or envy them. That's for you to, you know, connect with them and join with them. And, you know, we all can get it together. I ain't got to hate. I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to do that. Because when you're confident in yourself and you know who you are, then you don't have to do all that, you know?
Exactly. It's like there's enough room for everybody on the table, so, you know.
Exactly, and it's crazy because people don't even. Go ahead.
Drop, I keep telling you, this phone and this freaking.
That feedback, yeah. Right. I don't know why it's doing that. Because when I rehear the session that I do have, it started off with the background echo, then after that it stops. But maybe that's something with Blog Talk.
Yeah, probably so. I always say sometimes Blog Talk is a hater. But it's okay.
You know what I'm saying? The devil don't want us to talk about God, so, you know, it's going to happen all kind of ways. Remember back
exactly.
in the day we used to have a radio shows cracking, everybody from all over. Remember with Kingdom Inc. and who else was that we had on the radio shows with the poetry going
back
then?
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think who was the other team. I forgot.
I can't even think of the other team either. Was that
Beef King passed, right?
Yes. That's when I was like, what? And it's crazy, like, so many, what I've learned when we was on the internet really heavy with it, like, you need people kind-hearted and pure and genuine over the internet more than you'll meet in real life where you live at.
like, it was just so,
sad.
And that was
like,
our
sad.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow.
Right. Because that's somebody we used to network with and, you know, be on the radio show with. He'd hit us up on our Instagram and, you know, not Instagram, I mean Facebook, because, you know, Facebook is a more of a networking social media than Instagram. If people don't know that, but, you know.
All right.
They got to get that.
All right.
And I didn't even know he passed till years later. I seen it on one of the girls that used to be on his team. And I think that was his team that was, wasn't, or they was Kingdom Inc. No, that was his team that went against Kingdom Inc.
What's it?
I thought it was
King Spade.
Oh, King, girl, it might be one of them. Don't give me the telling lies, because I thought it was King
Spade. I just think if we'd have put Beast King team with anybody, they would have just won that Beast one. They wouldn't even beat him for the continent.
You know what? I think too, because Beast King had his name represented that name real good. He really did. I can't deny that. But he represented that name real good. You know, and he had a powerful team on him. That's why I'm like, a lot of people don't know how much poetry is really powerful, but like a lot of people don't understand poetry because it's something spiritual. And we started off with poetry and then turned it into rap.
All right.
And it's like, man, it's like I see where God has had us and where he brought us from, because, man, it's like we got so much growth in it now. And it's like, you know, we know about the music business and not more than the industry, but we just now, you know, I believe that, like, on Number One Music, a lot of people be hitting me up saying, oh, keep making the good music. And then one person hit me up and said, oh, the people in the famous people in the industry could learn something from you. I'm like, what? Just to have somebody mm-hmm. say that, you know, that's because of the message that we deliver. It's not like, yo, CD, twerk, not teach. I mean, teach, not twerk. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about, oh, let's go to the club and twerk, let it work. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing none of that. We coming out educating, because that's what God wants us to do. And it's like, it's not a lot of women or men out here doing that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So, have you ever finished that? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What did you say, Sue?
No. I was going to ask you, did you finish your CD to Teach Not Twerk? But go ahead and finish what you were saying.
I kind of lost my train of mind about what I was originally going to say. But to answer your question, remastering Teach My Twerk, no. And for Spiritual Gangsta, I probably have about maybe three more tracks to attend to. Well, writing anyway, and then I just want to probably record it all at one time. But, and then to highlight another point that you had said earlier about a triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
I got a song called Triple Threat.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. And I didn't even know that.
For Spiritual Gangster. And it's kind of singing for the chorus, and then I go into that, but I'm like, it's about the Holy Spirit. God by the Son. It's about the Holy Spirit. Yes, that's funny. I said, oh, she said triple threat.
Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Triple threats up in here.
I was like, oh, snap. I said, if this ain't confirmation, if we don't hurry up and do Spiritual Gangsta and finish it, I said, oh, Lord, she done titled one of the songs. She don't even know.
I didn't even know, you know, when I was talking about Triple Threat, I'm like, look, we write, we produce, we rap, we sing. We in reality, we more than triple threats. But you know what I'm saying?
Man,
we with the five. Huh?
I said it's an octagon.
Hey, there you go. See what I'm saying? But we are a triple threat because we got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost with us. So we definitely triple threats. You just gotta know what you just gotta know yourself. And it's a lot of people out here don't know themselves. Like, you gotta have that confidence. And it's like when I was on my show with my friend Genevia, you gotta walk bold. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you can only walk bold when you get that confidence from God, and you don't let nobody detour you and do something you not, or you know, be something that you not, so you can confidently and be boldly and walk in the talents and the gifts that God gave you, so nobody won't come and detour you. Like, because you know, when you're doing something and you're telling people that you're doing something, they'll come in and sneak and say something to throw you off and have you fearing, and or like, oh no, well, I don't think I'm supposed to be doing that. But no, you know what God told you to do. You can't always listen to people, and that goes for family, friends, no matter who around you. You feel me? You got to go what God is telling you to do. And sometimes, you know, that can be hard if you depend on your family or friends too much, because, you know, some people, they be there to encourage you, but then at times they say something to throw you off, and you be like, huh? I be like, okay, I know not to tell you anything anymore, because you look how you came at me, you know, by telling me this. And I'm like, wow, like, if God told me to do something, what you say is not going to matter, because what he's telling me to do, I need to follow what he's telling me to do, not what you're telling me to do.
Right.
Right.
All right,
totally agree. And a lot of people getting messed up, man. That's why this pandemic is the tune-up for people to get that relationship right. Stay in your Bible. See God more, you know. It's not about what, because I could have went to Miami next week, right? And I'm like, God, do you want me to go there? See, I had to ask God, because now he got me on a different level with things, and he don't want me going everywhere. So I'm like, okay, wait. I had to ask him. You know, I kept asking him, God, if you don't want me to go, then, you know, make it happen. So my little cousin was like, Portia, you sure you want to go? And I was like, you know what? I'm like, nah, I don't want to go anymore. But it's like, I can't just go anywhere no more. Like, I can't just have fun like I want to and stuff like that and just be everywhere, because, you know, where God is taking us, we can't just be everywhere, because, you know, the enemy is everywhere to set us up, to push us back. And, you know, God is teaching me, like, yeah, Portia, you want to go do that. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I need a break and everything. Let's go, you know, whoop, come on. Like, yeah, Miami. I ain't never been to Miami. Let's go. But I'm like, oh, like we were talking earlier, sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
90 seconds.
I had to sacrifice, and I'm like, oh man, I really wanted to go, but it's like, okay, Lord, because you know, certain places that you do go, you still feel out of place, because you're not supposed to be there. You know what I mean? Like, if you go somewhere and you're like, oh man, I feel out of place, I feel weird, you know. And I'm like, I hate feeling like that when I'm certain places, and I'm like, oh, why am I here? I'm not even supposed to be here. Like, and it's like, but I wanted to go, so
right.
It's like, okay, right. you wanted to go, so that's what you feel like. But sis, I definitely wanted to go, man. You don't even know.
Right. But I will also interject and say, if you need a moment, for sure take it. Because especially when you have more new things on your plate, especially, and then sometimes things get look a little crammed and stuff like that, definitely take time, whether it's by yourself or with somebody, whatever. And I mean, there's a lot of little places in Cali you can go. Don't necessarily have to go out of the state, but it's so many places out here that have different, you know, sceneries and things like that, and just another type of quietness. And I be pushing myself. I really do sometimes, and it's times where God, like, okay, I need you to take a chill pill, homegirl, because you're going too fast, even though I know what you're doing. But, you know, I need you to go and really take a chill pill, sometimes that's just a reset mode. And then a lot of times what I've discovered in between that is God speaking to us to just to straighten out the vision a little bit more clearly and what we need to come back and attack and do this and what however it's supposed to go. So I recommend take time, sis. God still will be there too. And it's just going to connect and just only a way that God can make a connection, which you might not get that same piece at home. It might have took another scenery to discover something else and maybe enlightened or inspired or, you know, just getting things together. We both got a whole lot of things going on, just trying to make sure this, that, you know, and sustainability is definitely one of them.
Exactly. Exactly. I
will take you to the place I took my brother, and the scenery is just too amazing. Am I Los Angeles? This is ridiculous.
Where are you? What do you mean, where are you?
The Grove, like in certain places in Palos Verdes, well, Palos Verdes period is pretty, but certain places in Palos Verdes where it's like you really get to like embrace the whole scenery and look at everything and look over and you see kind of like the mountainside of Catalina, like it's like, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. Like, it makes me feel like I'm in Hawaii versus I'm in Palos Verdes. I have to be quite honest with you. And then another place is Malibu Lagoon. Oh, my God. Like, I'm like, we didn't go to the beach in Malibu. We didn't go to Malibu Lagoon.
Oh, wow. It sounds interesting. Malibu Lagoon.
And it's just go places where you already know God is the reason why it's formulated. That's like a whole nother different like insight and refreshment for your spirit. Like, and I don't think it's something sometimes the inside of walls can really give you sometimes, even though again God resides there too. But when you really see God's beauty and nature, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay.
Exactly, because you could walk around, look at the trees, and look at the sky and the trees and stuff. It's like certain, and it's crazy if you ever notice. If you look at a tree or a cloud, it gives you pictures in certain times that you look.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, huh? Wait, let me close my eyes and look again.
Right. And lately, it's been just very picturesque days, like very beautiful blue sky. And then when you're in atmospheres where it's like, oh, my gosh, only God could create this. And that's why I love probably any ocean. Well, Santa Monica is probably my least favorite for several different reasons. But my other ocean spots that I go to, I really be sitting back and looking and just you hear ocean waves and, you know, you just everything around you, you're just like, there is nobody that can create anything like this except God. It just,
exactly.
Like, whoa.
Right. You just have to use your imagination and keep that inner child, you know, inside you active, because life can easily take you on a whole nother route if you don't keep that inner child in you. I mean, it's okay to play, but, you know, just keep the inner child in you. You don't have to play and take it too far. You know what I mean?
Right, most definitely. I think we should always have some type of refreshment, because life bears its own burdens. Tomorrow comes with its own troubles. So just a level and balance. Sometimes it's hard to do with sometimes, but once you at least taste a little bit of what pizza's like, you know there's so much more to work on for that. And you will eliminate whatever toxic poison that comes along with it. And it doesn't matter who it's attached to. Look at somebody. It can be somebody you love dearly. Oh, you poison. Look, I love you, but you got to go sit over there for a little bit. Like, I pray for you in Jesus' name. But your spirit and my spirit, we are not vibing very well right now. And it's not that I hate you or you hate me. It's just we are not on the same alignment right now.
No, and that's true. Like, you know, and I don't think a lot of people get that. Like, it's okay for me to have my space. It's okay for you to have your space, you know. If you need some peace, you know, go find it. Don't come disturb mine, and I ain't being funny or anything, but, you know, go find what you need, because I don't need you coming over here disturbing mine, because then we going to have a problem, because I didn't fought hard to keep this, you know what I'm saying, and you come and invade, you know, I don't got a problem with you in my space, but come on, we got to set some boundaries, we got to see, come on, man, you got to, come on, like you said, I don't care if it's whoever it is, if you come in, and my radar saying you disturbing my peace, then hold up. Then I got to tell you, hold up. Like, look, you go over there. You take a time out.
Sometimes people don't know how to, you know, talk about, like, what they going through. They just only let it out in a rage of anger. And it's like, nah, like, look, at least let me know in advance if you having a bad day, because then at least I can understand. Okay, you're not having a great day right now. And we could separate, or I could pray for you, whatever, and then you still do what you do. But when the person's already coming in attack mode, it's not necessarily the easiest to find where the issue lies, because it's just attack mode. And then when it becomes a repeated habit, excuse me,
pattern.
But when it becomes a repeated habit, it's like, wait a minute, hold up. Okay, I will not be a part of this crazy equation anymore. Clearly, you need some greater help. Jesus is my help. So I recommend he's your help too. And if that doesn't work, then actually try Jesus first. But my next in line, you better go get some therapists. And they're going to still tell you about Jesus if the divine purpose is still there. People can't tell me not that's not possible, because every relationship I've had with any therapist, like psychotherapist, psychiatrist, God is still in the midst of the conversation. So don't do me, folks. So whoever is on divine assignment, they will help you too.
Wow. Hey, see, that's some information you could give people that I can't, because I've never been in that position to, you know, see a therapist. So, you know, like I be saying, like, everybody's journey is different. Everybody experience is different. You could teach me something I can't teach you, or vice versa, or somebody could teach me something I can't teach them. It's just that we have to have an open mind. And then walking with God, too, a lot of people are so very closed-minded, like God is just in a box, and they limit him to, a box. And it's like, you can't limit him to a box. You have to think outside of the box, because if you limit him to a box, then you're going to limit yourself.
Exactly. We got to get in the octagon, folks. No squares, you know. Octagon.
Exactly.
We got to think octagon.
Exactly.
Because there's a multitude of talent within. We have so many, oh my gosh, we have so many greater opportunities that we have that not necessarily our parents and their parents had. I think sometimes we don't look at that factor. Or, you know, again, you highlighted, or that people just want to hand me down. Like, I didn't work at it, it just passed on to me. And I'm sorry, the type of life that's going on right now, we can't feel entitled like that. We can't, you know, God got titles for you, but are you willing to go through this blueprint to get there?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I think.
Because if you go through your blueprint, oh, go ahead, sis.
Man, you're going to end up like, no, I'm going to just bounce off what you're saying. If you go through your own blueprint, you're going to end up like a pretzel.
Girl, loopy loop, it ain't going nowhere.
but around in the circle. I don't want to go around in circles. I want to go to the top.
Exactly. So, you know, and it's okay for us to start over. Like, how do I want to put that? I don't want to say necessarily start over. Maybe start fresh and not necessarily starting over. Starting fresh, I think, is different than, in a sense, starting over. I think when I think of start over, I think like, oh, everything's been eliminated or whatever, whatever. When I think of start fresh, I think, I don't know, I just have a different feeling of greater, like, elevation of what your previous self is, of start mm-hmm. fresh versus start over. Like, mm-hmm. because of who we are now, we wouldn't be the people who we are now if we didn't go through what we went through to get to this point as of today.
Definitely.
So, hey, yeah, I repent for all my sins. Lord knows that, past, present, and future. Because sometimes, a lot of times, we sin consciously or unconsciously. So, hey, I acknowledge it all. God says acknowledge it. So I acknowledge it, and I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. But I don't want to forget what shell I came out of for me to be a new person in a sense.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
Because if it wasn't for those ways, I wouldn't necessarily know how to be a better person or make better decisions or accumulate the things I have accumulated, regardless on what the circumstances are. So I would not necessarily change a thing. Yes, I've heard a lot of people. A lot of people have heard me. And a lot of my actions have came from me being hurt. And God knows I'm sincerely sorry and apologetic. And continuously He shows me, like, regardless of what anybody thinks of me, He loves me greater than what I will ever know.
That's good. And I think everybody needs to get to that point to where what you just said, you know, they no matter how you are, God still loves you, still loves us the way that we are, because He, you know, He created us. So He knows us better than we know ourselves. He just knows that there's a point to where you could be a better you if you just have that relationship with me.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, you know, I pray for our world today. I genuinely pray from the heart, even people that's mean and evil and wicked. I pray for everybody, because everybody needs prayer, you know. No matter how you act or who you are, what you are, you still need prayer regardless. Like yesterday I was in 7-Eleven. And then this dude was just—he was a Muslim, but he was down talking Christians. Oh, that fake you, whoopty whoop 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 whoop. Not talking to me, but just saying, like, he was talking to the guy at the cashier. But he's a Muslim too, so I'm like, why is he downing Christians? I'm like, that's why our world divided today is because people dividing religion with God, bro. I told him like, bro, just go on, like, stop. You don't gotta do all that, bro. Just go on, like, you ain't gotta, just because you believe in something, you ain't got to push that on other people. Who they believe in is who they believe in. We still have one God, and God is still love. So why you got to downgrade Christians and stuff like that just because you're a Muslim, bro? We all believe in God. It's only one God. You don't have to down Christians because you're a Muslim.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But give me 1 second. I'm going to play another one of your songs, okay?
All right, sis.
All right.
Okay.
We about to turn it up. Shots fired. Boom, boom, bang, bang. My name's Amorphe. The story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head up high. I know that God reigns. Hear the shots fired. Boom, boom, bang. My
name's a bore free, the story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head high, I know that God reigns. Hit the shots fire, boom, boom, bang. Let's get straight, tired of being twisted. Too many, too late, not living true existence. Mythical factors playing these positions. God is on the throne, stop being so politic. Bow to the Lord, stop being no resistant. Trials gon' come, so you have to be consistent. The devil got you thinking unrealistic on the t-shirt or miss it from a distance. My name's Amori, the story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head up high, I know that God reigns. Hear the shots fire, boom, boom, bang. My name's Amori, the story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head high, I know that God reigns. Hear the shots fire, boom, boom, bang. I'm a wise city woman, not afraid to praise the Lord. And the Bible is my light and my demon slaying sword. Jesus loves me, no matter rich or poor. He sees inside my soul, from my skin down to my core. God already gave you life, don't be stingy wanting more. Jesus died for our sins, so we'll be one accord. Asking for forgiveness, watch he opens doors. In the midst of trials, God settles all scores. Stop fighting all the battles that you never win. We are accountable for atoning all our sins. God will take you places that you never been. Don't believe me now, look where you were back then, eh? My name's Amori, the story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head up high, I know that God reigns. Hear the shots fire, boom, boom, bang. My name's Amori, the story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head high, I know that God reigns. Hit the shots fire, boom, boom, bang. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Hear the clock, time is ticking. Focused on winning, not the ice you say that's dripping. Ghost riding, whipping, no time for that tripping. Start on committing. Forgive me, Father, for all my sinning. You gave all the tools for the equipping. I understand why Jesus got whippings. I understand his life was worth risking. God knew this all ever since the beginning. Beginning of time, Jesus paid the crime. Sold out for some dimes, he knew any time. His body confined in the tomb they did find. Much to surprise, 3 days rose alive. He conquered death and showed eternal life. Meaning of obedience plus the sacrifice. Diversity of wrong, make it right. Reason why he's the way, truth, and he's the light. Life that helps you get you out of trouble. No matter the times that you have stumbled. Keep overcoming, jumping these hurdles. Yes, God did that, it wasn't Steve Urkel. Gotta keep up, not slow as a turtle. This isn't the Pokemon Squirtle. Your seats are dry. Time to make fertile. Ask God for help, he comes on the dub. When you walk, when you breathe, when awake, when asleep, when you sing in harmony, when you hit that note and key, all the pretty things you see, and it's time to get to sleep, but it's called reality. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. My name's Amori, the story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head up high, I know that God reigns. Hear the shots fire, boom, boom, bang. My name's Amori, the story doesn't change. I am Reverend Christ, not doing it for fame. Lift my head high, I know that God reigns. Hit the shots fire, boom, boom, bang.
Hey, Teach Not Twerk, 2020, Volume 1. Shout out to Blaze Beat.
And that was that boom, boom, bang, bang, bang by Amori. Yeah. So, sis, we out of time right now. You want to pray us out? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, for sure. Let's do that. Father God, thank you so much for this session, you know, with my sister from another mister named Jesus, lyrical poet. God bless her, Lord. God bless her in her business. God bless her in her endeavors, Lord. God bless her and expand her in her label, Lord. You already put together the pieces, Lord. Now go ahead and just give her an abundance and blow her mind, Lord, like only you can do, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord, for her being my friend. Thank you, Lord, for her comfort. Thank you, Lord, for her strength. Thank you, Lord, for the tears that she don't wipe from my face. I thank you for letting me be in there for her time of need as well, Lord. We're going to continue this journey. Thank you, God, for Polis Inc. Thank you for our little young nephew, Red. Thank you for my little brother, Bro, Butter, AKA Sunset, Lord, we just going to continue to walk in alignment on divine purpose with you, Father God. And, Lord, thank you. That's all we can say is thank you. If I had 10, 20, 50,000 tons, Lord, I still couldn't say thank you enough because you're still showing us the grace, mercy, and favor no matter what our position is. You are letting us know we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, sis.
Amen, amen to that. And it was, you know, we always going to talk in regardless on the show or not, sis. But, you know, it was a pleasure having you on here. And that's all for the show. And God bless everybody. One love to everybody. And we out of here.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
That part right there.